Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning. Been buggering around with cameras and angles, and that's life. That's why the angle. Something has happened to this camera. I think someone's been. They can't hear. They can hear us. They can hear us.
Donuts.
Stooby dooby doo, having a poo, and Shaggy's having a wee now. Morning, guys. I was told by my good friend Scott Balcony to put a limiter on it, and I ignored that. Welcome to the TLNA show of all shows. Tash is looking great. I had a shave, and I let it go a little bit droopier down here.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's good. I like it. It's good. Good morning. This is the... let's just get the phone lines open, man. Jeez.
For heaven's sake, what are we doing?
It's the only... I asked people to leave messages, and two people did. I went on nearly all of the social medias. Thank you, 43, Nick. I went on nearly all of the social medias and said, please, guys, please, please, I'm begging you, please leave messages as content for the show. Twitter, Insta, we've got two messages.
Oh, really? Come on,
what
guys.
What a waste. What a waste of my time.
Why we bother?
Do you still get Judge Boyle? Too right, you bloody well get Judge Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
This is a family-friendly show, by the way. That bloody and that one, that's the only swears you're going to get from us. We can't guarantee that the calls are going to be family-friendly.
Some of those guys are scumbags.
We can't guarantee it, but we are going to be family-friendly. I'm loving my little bit of long hair at the back. I'm loving it. I just don't care. So let's listen to these answers. I'm going to turn the heating off now. I had the heating on because you always complain about it being cold in my house.
Warm now. But I have been rushing this
By morning. The way, today's phone-in, isn't that the first 45 minutes of that Zack Snyder 4.5-hour long Justice League movie really, really dull? It's really dull.
Oh, there's a reason why they cut that stuff out, is there?
It's really, really dull.
Although...
boring.
You tell me you did spend a lot more time on the Isle of Wonder Women.
Wow, the Isle of Wonder Women. I want to go and live there. I want to go and be the janitor on the Isle on Wonder Woman Island. You know what I mean? I know. DJ Moo is telling me no spoilers. You get timed out for that, DJ Moo. Can we time DJ Moo out for 2 minutes, please?
Yeah, for spoiling the spoilers.
It is in... Well, here's a spoiler. It is in 4-3, yes. It's not in... it's a waltz. No, it's... So you've got black bars down the side.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently that's because... I haven't got as far as the Flash stuff. I didn't even know Flash was in it, Ollie, so that's a spoiler.
Spoiler.
It is a very, very, very boring film. So far, I'm only 45 minutes into it. There's another... just shy of 4 hours to go. I'm assuming it will pick up.
4 hours is too long, guys.
Blues Noodler says, I thought it was great, really immersive. Okay, that's fine. I like my films to be, I don't know, entertaining. And so far, it's not. I haven't seen the original one. Would you skip that and watch the new version? I haven't seen the original one either.
What about the 45 minutes that he's just reviewed makes you think that he would advocate you watching it at all?
Every film over 3 hours are rubbish, says Nelly. I have no evidence to the contrary at the moment. But I do miss the days when films were 90 minutes, 88 minutes. TV movies were 80 minutes, 88 movies, 88 minute, 90 minute movies max. 90 minutes.
You see, Gone with the Wind is 3 minutes 58, 3 hours 58.
3 minutes 58. Never seen the end of it. Our teacher brought it in to show us in history, and it hadn't all fitted on one tape. So she said, oh, next week I'll bring in the end. Never saw the end.
Never saw it.
Never saw the end.
Also, Cleopatra, Belter. That was a big, long film.
Let's listen to the first answer phone message, please, ladles and jelly spoons. Here we go. Oh, you won't be able to hear it. I don't think. Let's just check before everyone goes, oh, can't hear it. I tried to doubt, this isn't a technical issue as such. But I've tried to download and install the plugin again that allows us to go, huh? Zooms in.
Yeah, and it's not, I couldn't it's get not having work. It.
Robin Windle says, you are great.
Oh! Who does he mean?
Don't answer that. Let us both think that you mean us. Okay? Maybe he's talking to the Queen. Let us both think that he means us. That bar is smaller than it was yesterday. Oh, no, that's right. So audio, speakers. Here you go. Now you're going to hear it. Let's hear this answer phone message now.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you? It's me, Taylor Hanson from The Hansons. Remember?
This guy used to call me years ago.
You and Bob. Anyway, it's been such a long time since we've spoken, hasn't it? It's been the pandemic, hasn't it?
That's Taylor Hanson.
Absolutely delightful to see you on the Twitch TVs. And you've got a lovely cat. So I hope you're doing well. It's
cat
me, Taylor Hanson. And I love you. Bye bye.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
Did Taylor Hanson used to phone me in a past life? Not at Talk
no,
Radio.
I've never
that's
heard.
Pre.
I would remember that voice.
That was. Did he say cat or cat? Let's have a listen.
Anyway, it's absolutely delightful to see you on the Twitch TVs. And you've got a lovely cat.
I heard Kath.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kath.
Potentially, yeah.
I'm going to go with Kath. So that's one message, right? Me begging. Hey, Sandy Fro. I've been begging for people to leave messages. We got two messages. This is message number two.
I'm like Ian and Catherine. It's Tosh. I'm just calling to see if you could start the show a bit early because I'm listening to Ferrari on LBC and he's just absolutely doing my nothing.
Switch it off.
Cheers. Bye.
Switch it off. I don't listen to that guy. I don't listen to Nick Ferrari. What I tend to listen to now is like the last hour and a half of Bezic from the night before where I fell asleep. I don't listen to Nick Ferrari. Or music. Because I like speech radio. And Nick Ferrari's great. He's brilliant at his job.
If his job is to be an antagonistic, dismissive, superior.
I think that's part. I do actually think he's more nuanced than that. That is definitely part of it. I think in terms of a traditional, rules have slightly changed in the last four years. In terms of a traditional right-wing breakfast talk show host, I think he does a great job. I think he does a great job. But Lemon Poodle says, I agree with Kath. But Jesus Christ, Brown Eyes Dolly, where is my postcard, please?
FFS. You know there's a pandemic on and we put it in the post.
No, we haven't sent it yet. I tell you why. Because I just did your address. One of these is yours because I addressed it. Are you Jackie? You're Jackie. I've addressed it today. Here is your postcard. There it is. That's yours.
Oh, we needn't send it now. You've seen it.
There we go. That's your postcard. There is your postcard. Doc's time. It's Doc's time. But I can't listen to I can't listen. I'm not in the morning
anymore. I don't want to feel like that in the morning or ever.
No, no. So it is. So I listened to the last hour and a half. When I woke up at six today, thought I'll go back to sleep. I'll go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Couldn't go back to sleep. Was out for a walk at seven. I've done 5,000 steps already. I might have to walk and get my car because my car is broken. So, we are getting the postcards. What's the postcards? This month is finished. It's finished. If you are a tier two or a tier three on the Monday just gone, you have to be on the Monday just gone. You get a postcard, right? And I had a really intricate spreadsheet where I was highlighting all of the ones. Missed the first 10 minutes, says Harsh. The guy that wanted us to start early. The guy that sent me a bill today. Well, I tell you what, I missed the first 10 minutes of paying that bill. Family friendly. He left a message saying, can you start early? Coming late.
Wanted special treatment. How do you know you've not missed 20 extra minutes because we started 10 minutes early for you?
Zerma makes a good point. Would rather listen to 100 Nick Ferrari shows than one Steve Allen. I go along with that.
Is it not an either or though, is it?
Well, if it...
That's like, do you want to be punched in the face or kicked in the balls?
Punched in the face.
Neither?
Punched in the face.
How about neither?
Punched in the face. Boss called me. Harsh, I'm your freaking boss. I'm your freaking boss. You work for me. You can write this rant off as well. Please, everyone, stop talking. I'm trying to focus on a thing here.
We shouldn't have called it the chat. We should have called it the quiet.
Shut up. Everyone, shut up. Please. Postcards. Right. So the postcards are finished, right, for this month. And so we're sending them out. So I had an intricate spreadsheet and I was highlighting all the ones I'd sent out. But I was also aware that not all of the names were in there because some had subscribed just after I downloaded the spreadsheet. Right. But it gave me an idea. Mm-hmm. Then I had to reset my computer. I opened the spreadsheet. Nothing's highlighted. So here's what we're doing. Excuse me. Does your T-shirt say classic cock?
Classic rock.
Okay.
Couture.
Okay. I don't know their work.
They're good. You had a T-shirt and then it got ruined. You had to throw
it's
away.
Not, it's not bad.
It's theirs.
Okay. Well, that was a great T-shirt. I wore it for 10 minutes and I ruined it. Got Hot Fat down it.
Hot Fat.
It's a great band. Got both their first two albums on vinyl, signed by the singer. So why are our numbers so low this morning? What is going on? Back to evenings. So here is what I am saying to you.
I've not got enough blusher on.
Here is what I am saying to you. We're getting to the end of our tether. If you are a tier two, mm-hmm, I need you to either whisper to us on here or email. My second favorite method because it gets complicated. Email latenightalternative@gmail.com.
Do it.
Can you do it a little bit quieter? Thank you. Email latenightalternative@gmail.com with your address and your username, and you've got to be a tier two or tier three. And everyone that's a tier one or not and has gone, do I get a postcard? Oh, I'm only joking. I know I don't. I'm going to block you because it's a pain in the butt. So that is it. And the deadline for that is the end of the show next Monday. That's it. And then next month, the sausage soup was lovely. Thank you for the sausage soup.
We didn't eat the bretty pudding.
I had some. It's quite...
Oh, good.
I had some. The cats had some. They didn't like it.
Oh.
Found some on the floor. So, yeah, people who spell losers, loosers. Duckheads. So, the... God, we've got to get over 1,000 viewers. What is going on? And you're right. Scott, I do need a limiter. And I'm going to write that down. Limiter.
Required.
I'm not writing. I'll just write one word I remember and zoom in. There we go. So next month, tier threes only will get the postcards. Tier threes. Subscribe to tier three. We'll come up with something for tier two that doesn't involve us writing 100 postcards. Because that's a lot. So... Sullen Puffin is in the chemo ward.
Big up yourself.
Big up yourself. Good morning. I'm assuming you got headphones in. Otherwise, I was gonna shout to everyone in the chemo ward. But probably it's quite noisy in the chemo ward.
They like a chat, don't they?
It's very noisy.
Been there a long time. It's boring.
It is boring. It's very boring in there. It's boring if you're like the person sitting with the person who's having it. You think, I don't.
All right. Well, I'd rather be that person than the person.
Well, I would. I just think, you know. I've been here 15 minutes.
Can I take this to go?
I'm going to go to the canteen. I'm going to go to the canteen. Is that okay? I'm going to go to the canteen. Milky Daniel says, Skype is terrible with features to connect me with and identify my neighbours. Skype is not a neighbour identifying app.
I think you might be using it wrong, Daniel.
It's not what it is, Daniel. It's not what it is. It's not what it's for, my...
Well, I really think this is great.
You might do, Paul, but that's not what it's for, okay?
Oh, never mind.
There we go. This is a phone-in show. Let's get the... Oh, I've got the best website ever. Coming up. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. 0203-286-63... I don't want that follower, girl. 6370 is the phone number. It's a phone-in show. Call in about anything you want. I'm putting this out there. The Zack Snyder 4.5-hour Justice League is boring. Boring. Really, 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 really boring.
Even the sexy bits on the island.
It's they're not kissing. It's, my hair looks astounding. There's no product in there today.
It looks great.
Isn't it? That's all it is washing it and wearing a bubble hat while I go for a walk.
I washed and walked today. Look, oh, like a flipping mushroom.
That's it. It's a really boring film. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Voodoo says, just read an article on you both when you left Talk Radio. Big respect to you both. Big up yourself, man. You can also call in about anything. How do I put a limiter on this? Lock volume. Hello? Hello? No, that didn't do it. Unlock volume. Oh, that does that. Filters. A filter. Here we go. Let's put a limiter on it. Compressor. No. Expander.
There's
no.
A limiter.
Limiter. We call it limiter. Hello. Oh! Holy... Hello? Oh! Hey! 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 Hey!
Is that better?
Hey! 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 Hello!
It's not better for me, but...
Hello!
Okay.
Hello!
Ooh, ooh. Morning, David!
Everyone's going, that just got better!
Wow.
What a world! I can go loud!
Morning coffee talk.
I can go soft. I can go loud! I can go loud! But it hurts your ears. It hurts her ears. She's such a soft-eared lady.
I've been careful with my ears.
Are there any songs? Here we go. Now we got a phone in. Are there any songs... We know there are songs about bottoms, fat bottom girl.
Yeah.
We know there are songs about legs, nice legs, shame about the face. We know there are songs about faces.
Eyes. Covered.
Mouths.
Yep.
Are there any songs about ears?
Pussycat nose is involved. Noses are even involved.
Are there any songs? Hang in there, Sullen Puffin, by the way. Are there any songs about ears? I'm excluding.
It's niche, isn't it, ear love?
I'm excluding anything from the rock opera Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me?
That's more about hearing.
It's hearing. That sound is so much better. We can hear you when you move away from the microphone, baby. Microphone, baby.
Dave Dogface says, do your ears hang low?
Do they wobble to and fro?
That's not really about ears, though, is it?
No. Doms, you got beaten. You got beaten, mate. You got beaten.
Shame.
You got sick.
Shame.
Beats. 0203 Jesus, just call us. This is a bloody... This is my home phone-in number.
I think maybe the aggressive stance might be putting people off.
Ian Bish, the living ears. Well done. Well done. I'll give you that. We'll give you that. We will...
Anything by Lisa Loeb.
Who is it? Oh, what's going on?
Now we got a song. Now we got...
Wibby 10.
Now we got fun. Now we got fun, huh? What about Sex with a Robot? Old man, what do you think?
No, I totally disagree with Sex with a Robot.
Thank you, Dennis. Nice to know. From beyond the grave, Dennis is always part of this show. Dennis was one of our regular callers for years when we were at Three Counties, and then we left there with the sole purpose of getting away from him, and he found us at Talk Radio, and he was in his 90s, mm-hmm. and this is what he'd phone up with.
No, I totally disagree with Sex with a Robot.
Miss Dennis, and he passed away a few years ago, and we went to his funeral, and it was...
We also took him to see 50 Shades of Grey.
And I got told off for talking.
He got us in trouble.
The door, the bit where, spoiler, where Mr. Grey opens his room to his, what's he called? Dirty Paradise.
The Red Room.
Brown Hole. The Red Room.
Not the Brown Hole.
The Red Room. And he opened it and she goes, oh, it's like bondage. There's like St. George's Cross and all that stuff. And Dennis, in his 90s, went, that's like my garage.
It's like my garage.
It's like my garage. Then the lady in front turned around and said, could you be quiet, please? Try and have a think. And I said, isn't it? It wasn't me, it was the old man. She went,
you said, no, what you said was, you got quite cockney, went, I'm sorry, but it was the old fella. And she went, oh, come on.
She didn't believe me. She didn't believe me. First live call of the day.
Looks like my garage. Every time now.
Exactly, every time I'm watching that movie, which is three times a week. Hello there, Max Helicar.
Max.
Oh, very good, very good.
How you doing? I remembered your name.
Yeah.
I remembered it.
Good. Exactly. Very, very good. Hey, guys, listen, I'm cooking.
Oh, nice. What are you making?
I'm pre-cooking 2 kilos of lamb for curries. Jesus. So pre-cook the lamb and then parcel it up and do restaurant-style curries after.
Restaurant-style curries?
Now, is this for you or is this a little bit of a business thing you've got going on?
No. There is only me at the moment. There's only been me for a year.
You must be a husk.
But it's great that you're eating well. Because, you know, it's difficult. When you're on your own, you think, what's the point? And then you can get into the trap of just eating crap the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I don't eat rubbish. But anyway, next month, my grandkids and my kids will be down and I shall break open this stuff and do a fantastic meal. So anyway,
restaurant style, you say though.
What's for tea, Grandad? Yeah. Oh, curry again.
The restaurant style is because in a restaurant they pre-cook everything, and then they...
Oh, I thought you meant it was a really well-made cooked meal. Oh, it's just is frozen.
Yeah. No, it isn't frozen.
Beg your pardon. Careful. Apologies. Careful. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Perfect. No fighting.
And then what they do is they can then do a lamb curry in 20 minutes on your table. Well, this is exactly the same here. I'm using exactly the same techniques.
Okay.
So you're just taking the meat to the brink, but you're not overcooking it at this point. Got you.
So you're edging the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're not doing the final spices. So this 2 kilos of meat curry can make all different types of meat curries. Make biryanis, it can make coconut, it can make whatever.
I like your style. I like your style.
So it's fantastic. And
what's going on?
The weather out here.
Yep. Yes, sir.
On the seaside, I'm going to show you in a sec.
Look at
this pad is so cool.
Fantastic.
Oh gosh.
Can you see that?
Yeah. They're not social distancing. They're not social. There's a topless jogger. TOS.
They haven't been social distancing all year.
Well,
I promise you.
I'm going to social distance them with guff, I was going to say. Right. I was going nowhere.
We know what you mean. The sentiment is right.
The sentiment, the squid is correct. It was a game that Frank Sullivan used to play.
Can I make a point about this morning, evening thing, etc. that you're doing?
Please do, sir.
Well, despite being this bloody lockdown and not doing anything for virtually a year, I do have a routine. And you turn my routine upside down. I don't know how to plan.
Oh,
now,
God.
Once lockdown comes off, I think it's going to be even more critical because there are certain nights that people want to go out or whatever. And I switch on, and I don't know whether you're on, you're off. So it's, in fact, I only found this by accident yesterday. It was a regular morning one. Yeah, but I thought that the morning one, I thought was you playing your video games. But anyway, all that I'm saying is, even
old man doesn't know how to use technology, and he's telling us off.
Absolutely. I'm allowed.
Click follow again. Here's the thing, right? We've been doing it all this week. Next, it gets a little bit complicated because life gets in the way. So we're doing Monday evening and Friday evening. We're off in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Cool. And then we need to decide what we're going to do. I know I'm away for a week in April. I would like to go to mornings, but then I'm aware that we've got half term coming, Easter holiday coming up, which doesn't actually make it very easy for Catherine. Okay, fine for me, but so we might not be able to do mornings.
I might have to bring them.
Well, which is fine. So I'm not... Shush. So, but... I've had some more thoughts about this, which I will discuss in a moment.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, it's just that I do like to know what I'm doing with my life when I actually get it back.
Well, we bear that in mind. Okay, let's write down. Max wants to know.
Inform Max. Keep Max in the loop.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, the mini prep suggests this is a planner.
And I would have, if I don't have a plan. I love that Spike Milligan one. We cannot fail. We have no plan.
That sounds too familiar.
Yeah.
Close-ups are back, but in black and white.
Oh, the olden days.
The olden days. All right, listen, Max. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for your view.
I felt like we were getting told off there. Thank you for your view. It's been ignored.
I kind of liked it.
Can we just call Max at the beginning of each show so he knows he's on?
Give him two rings like we do with mum.
It's not a bad idea. Sharon Cox. Boomer S. I tell you what, Sharon, I can make it easy. No, don't. Whoa. All right, she's timed out, man. She's timed out.
Boomer S. You said Boomer S.
Now, who's a boomer in this scenario? I don't want to go into it. I think you're being silly.
So I'm in bed last night. I went to bed about 8 or something, 9. I was in bed at 9. And I started 2 books, and both of them, I thought, this is not happening, so I got rid of them. So, really hit me. I think we're playing Twitch wrong.
Okay. Yeah, go on, tell me. How do we play it right?
We do less.
Yeah.
We're in a position to live the dream. We're contracted to 60 hours a month at the moment. We have approached them about doing more hours after July. We have to do 60 hours a month. We have to play 6 minutes of ads every hour. And for that, we get a base, like, little fee.
A retainer, if you
will. A retainer, that's the word. It's not a stipend. Bigger than a stipend. We get a retainer from Twitch. And there are certain things, like we can't share our videos on YouTube for 48 hours. We can't put them out as podcasts before. Stuff like that. So that's that. We have to do 60 hours, right? And... since we've been doing 4-hour shows in the evening, forget this week, we have been smashing that, right? So sometimes we go on and do 75, 80 hours, 85 hours. Those extra, let's say 80 hours, those extra 20 hours,
we ain't getting paid for.
Mm.
And yet we still do them. We're in a position... and it doesn't...
Isn't it because we're trying to work it out? We're still trying to work out what this is.
I've worked it out. It's a bunch of weirdos, too lazy to go and get jobs, watching two other people who are too lazy to go out and get real jobs.
Oh, I've tried those. I don't like them.
No, I don't like them. Sharon, you're the boomeress, but then you followed us. Oh. When did you find time to watch a 4-hour film? I didn't say I'd watched it. I said the first 45 minutes.
Pay attention, please. Play attention.
And I didn't read 2 books. I said I started 2 books and they didn't take. So I just think we can pick and choose a little bit more.
Mm.
And we can live the life that we want to live. Which for me is working less. And making the shows better.
Okay.
Within that framework. You disagree. I'm guessing from
that
face.
No, I don't know. I'm listening. With me, it takes a while for things to filter.
The thing is, we have been going back and forth all this week with one of us will go, I think we could do this. And the other one goes, we could actually do this. Well, that's not a bad idea. How about we did that? But then we did this and this. Okay, well, so we've been going back and forth. This week has blown our minds, right? And so I'm just putting it out there, not expecting you to go, yeah, that's great, or not. Just let it percolate.
I still don't know what it would mean. So I need to have a little think.
Percolate. So I just think we can do less.
Mm.
We can do less. And if they do take us up on the offer of that we made of more hours,
yeah, then we,
then we can throw ourselves into it. But we can do less. And it's, we've still got, I've still got, I believe you still have, maybe less than me, but I have still got a TV and radio head on, where I would be contracted to do, let's say, 5 shows a week, 3 hours a night, right? And I've still got that in my head. This is not what this is.
No.
And as long as we flagged it up, I believe, at the beginning of every month, this is what you've got coming up this month. This is when you see it, can see us. We even had, Caterford knocked up a menu for the 12-hour show, which we didn't use in the end. But we have a menu going, right, the first week of April, at the week starting, whatever it is, the 3rd of April, I don't know, you've got this. The second week of April, so the Monday the 10th of April, that's not the date, I'm just guessing. Monday the 10th of April, we're doing 3 morning shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The 3rd week of April, we're doing 5 shows in the week starting at 7. The last week of April, we're doing Monday, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday, Thursday evenings, and we're having Friday off. I think that if it is set out like that, so you're not doing it the day before going, oh, we're going to do a show tomorrow.
No, we'll give you a month's notice.
Give you a month's notice. And again, this is not saying what we should do. I'm putting it, just dropping it in her ear. It percolates. It's like when you drop, you know those penguins that go up the stairs and then go, I've just put the penguin at the foot of her stairs, which is actually in her ear. Mm. And that penguin is going to go up and then it go, and then it will collect with all the other penguins and they'll all get shunted up. Those things look great, but you see that go around twice. You've spent £15 on it and now you've got a noisy penguin clattering machines.
Spiderfish, who is obviously a Twitch expert, says, repetition is reputation. If you pick and choose, are you at risk of losing your consistent viewers? No, because they're consistent viewers. They always find us. When we changed out of the blue, we got more viewers. So how does that work? So much of it is chance. Who else is on at the same time? Who's available? What's going on in the world? You know, it's
like if we look now. By the way, we're going to have fun today. We're going to have so much fun. I'm going to show you a great... Thank you, Paul. I'm going to show you a great YouTube channel in a minute. It's great. I was trying to find something and I found this. But let's have a look what's on, right? So Limmy's on. He's got 2.3. He kind of averages out at 2.3. Quite, that's kind of standard for Limmy. Let me just get screen to it. James Buckley's on 1.8. He's on the main bar. 1.8 for Bateson. We've got 500, which is low for us. 3.5. There's a lot of big stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lot of big stuff going on.
Mind you, Spurs were on last night and they only got like 455 viewers when I was looking.
The numbers, there seems to be, you know, we had 3,000 at the beginning of the week. Yesterday we peaked at about 2,000 after being quite low for the start. We'll get about 1,500, I reckon, at some point during this show, which is great. Yeah, James Buckley last night, 9 p.m., had less than 500. I was online then, and I saw. There's kind of...
It doesn't seem to be to do with what content we're offering, necessarily. No.
And, yeah, thank you, Mandy. Just to say, friend of the show, Dan, Kentucky Dan, is raising money for UK Sepsis. His mum passed away. Dan's been a big supporter of us for years. We wouldn't normally do this, but Dan has been a big supporter for years. And Mandy, throughout the show, is going to post a little link to his Just Giving page, which we are endorsing. We're cool with that. Mm-hmm. We don't normally. We won't. So don't ask. But Dan is a friend of the show. Got a lot of time for Dan. And so Mandy's going to keep posting that. Thank you, Mandy. So there is almost an element of randomness.
There is, but also there's this, right? Tunes710 says, I think there also needs to be a mindset shift for us viewers, as many people will want to watch every stream, and it's being able to accept that we may not be able to because of all the stuff. But you can watch every stream.
Just not live.
Yeah.
Just not live.
It'll be on the VODs.
And maybe if we do less, 60 hours a month still, right? But if we do less... James Buckley's breaking out the guitar. Let's have a listen.
Well, it's all these days. You do that.
He's going to sing a song.
The voice is not doing too well.
Oh, please let it be about making love in the afternoon, because then I can sue the arse off this guy.
I'll be honest.
I can my sweet lord him.
Oh, he's going to get his guitar out.
Sing a song, Buckley.
Play this.
Oh, if he plays Oasis.
I'm sure it's Capo.
Oh, shut up.
He's trying to do it properly.
He's a knob. So I don't know. I don't know. These are all up for grabs. I just do think I am approaching it from a radio head. Like the band. It was actually a song from Talking Heads first. So I'm approaching it from the mindset of a radio man that's for the last 20 years has had to do 3 nights a week or 5 nights a week or 5 mornings a week, and you start at this time and you end at that time, and that is the job. This isn't the job. That's not what this job is.
No.
A serious song.
And I'm gonna be high.
Oh.
High as a kite by then.
Oh.
I could do this.
Well, let him do it.
Well, I'm telling you, I've got a capo.
I miss the earth so much.
That's rubbish.
He's not. He's
goodbye. So, goodbye, loser. So no, Catherine.
It's lonely out in space.
Yeah, I bet it's lonely out in space. Well, you go home to space. Go home to space. Right, we missed a voice message because that was rubbish. That was. So I'm sorry about that, guys. That was rubbish. Voice message. Okay, if you're going to leave a voice message,
use your voice.
Actually, yeah, say it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jeez. Shut up, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, is that Catherine and Ian?
It is, who's that?
It's Wayne. I am a new time caller.
New time caller?
That's a new one on us.
I've been listening for a long time, but never
we don't have
in.
A bell for new time callers. For people who've been listening for a long time, new time callers. St. Chris says, is this a warm-up or is this the real show? This is it. This is as good as it gets.
Chris, we feel judged.
Jeez, man.
Oh, dear.
Go on, Wayne. What did you ring us
so,
for?
I don't really want to call in because I love the show and I don't want to spoil it with my nonsense. However.
And yet.
Okay. Okay. Everything however, before the word but and however is irrelevant.
Let's have it.
I just want to chip in. You know, people have been sort of contacting you about how they listen to the show and when they want it to happen.
Yes.
I've enjoyed the morning shows because they've been higher and more fun. I think, you know, I think you guys might have felt that too. But my experience in terms of when I listen to the shows is if I'm about when the prompts come up, yep, I listen. You know, that could be evening, that could be morning. But if I miss them, I find the VOD assets. You know, I could be cooking on a Saturday afternoon. I'll whack the show on. You know, I don't want to miss the show. And, you know, I think that's perhaps maybe a way that a few people do listen. You know, I don't think it's always the case that everybody has to know when you're on.
No.
To find you.
Yeah, ban Sharon Cox, please. Yeah.
See you, Sharon. We don't want to put you out.
Yeah, but she's not digging the boomer vibes that we're pumping out. It is someone in the chat as well said that there's maybe doing less will allow them to watch more because there's so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is a thing.
And I've heard people before telling us that there are too many podcasts, they get a bit overwhelmed and then
but also
stop.
Of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 totally. You know,
because they feel they have to get each one.
It is impossible to catch up, almost impossible, 20 hours a week of this. So maybe what are you saying, Wayne? I wasn't actually listening. Sorry. So you're saying that it were...
What I heard was you like to watch live, but if you can't, it's not a massive deal to you. Catch up when you can.
Pample.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think when the show happens and the quality of the show are two different factors that you know are affected by how you guys feel and what suits you. I think most people would obviously just like you guys to be doing it in a way that you enjoy, you know, because that equates to a better show, more fun, etc. And if that is less shows, then maybe that's part of it. But I guess I just wanted to convey that, you know, I always find and listen to the show, even if I'm not available to watch it live. You know, it's like, you know, the new Twitch platform's good, interacting with the chat and so on. But I was always a podcast listener from the Absolute days. So, you know, I would always listen offline and it would be when I was walking to work, when I was cooking in the afternoons, you know, and that was always something I did. And that's a really useful and good way to listen to it. You know, I was never a radio show listener listening live. So although that's where you guys come from, and obviously a huge bulk of your listeners were that, there is also this sort of this offline sort of group of people, and I like to find you guys and listen to your shows, and I don't like to miss them, you know. So even if there is a lot, I'll catch up on them in the other parts of my day, you know.
It
suits me working like that. So I just wanted to put that across, that, you know, I know you want to be on at different times to grab more people, but I think the people that do listen already, I think they'll find you.
Wayne, thank you very much indeed. I'm going to move on because I've lost the will to live, but I'm joking. It's a joke. You can't even... You know what? You can't say anything these days.
I think it's just gone politically correct.
Isn't it?
Says the man with the microphone.
Isn't it? 0203-266-7R's the phone number.
I need to make an apology.
Here we go. And we're going to do it, for some reason, in black and white. I don't quite understand.
This is my first online apology, but I have seen it done. I did something yesterday, which was not who I am.
It was a poo in my house and
no,
it stank.
Not that. That's totally who I am. I did something yesterday that does not reflect who I am, and I hurt someone who I hold in huge esteem and who I respect.
Respect.
And that person.
Respect.
Is Scott Balcony. And yesterday I cast doubt on his word, which of course
Rasty is a lover.
No. I looked at his wall, a wall of which he is very proud, and obviously and rightly so.
Oh, hang on, sorry. I'm really sorry to interrupt. Sorry, I should have. Let's get serious.
Serious
time. Siri. Sorry, I'm so sorry, Catherine. Please continue, please.
Cast doubt upon something of which he's very proud, and rightly so, and that is his wall of fame. He's got people up there, James O'Brien, Gal Gadot, Chaz and Dave, Tom Cruise. I thought, come on, this can't be real. This is one of Scott's little jokes, because he's a funny guy. Didn't realise that actually, no, he's managed to get a lot of celebrity friends, and they want to express their
John Stapleton
through the medium of signed photos.
Not got Andrew Castle though.
Not got us yet either.
He's not got Andrew Castle. I feel embarrassed to do it because we'd be the jokes.
What, more than John Stapleton?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott. I know it's true. I should never have doubted you. And I'm with Tom Cruise. You are a great guy.
Okay. All right. All right. That's enough of that now. I'm going to play some adverts because... Sorry.
That was a nice noise.
There might be some rude pop-ups because I had to go to a rude pop-up site.
I had to
go and get some stuff.
Rude pop-outs.
Pop-outs. 0203-286-6370. Someone said, Ian, it says donate there, but how do we? Very, very simple. If you're looking on your computer, just scroll down. And there's a picture of a happy old man because he gave us £1,000. Otherwise, I'm going to put the link in the chat. And here it is. All the money gets split between me and KDB. And it's streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. TLNA stands for the Late Night Alternative.
Do you know what? We're going to do George Boyle in a bit. Whoa!
Sorry, that was loud.
And I thought it was going to be a quiet one this week because when I last looked, there were about three. But actually... there are a load of new ones come in. I can't think.
Can I show you? We'll do that. Judge Boyle is great. If you've been banned, there is an unban request. Judge Boyle decides.
Yeah.
Don't be.
And once I've said. And if you get banned twice, that's permanent.
Thank you, Speed. By the way, if you're new here, drop us a follow. Like Darren, 1978, Yornok, Okak Pear, 11, Pat, Zodjipi, Nikki Koyi. Sharon Cox, who's followed us for 4 minutes and got banned. So that was good. So I was trying to find like a background of a weather map.
Yeah.
That you could go and do like a weather thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one. But I found this. I watched a minute of it and then I stopped. I stopped after a bit about Pokemon, right? Watch this. I thought this was brilliant.
Hello, Nashville. I'm your local weatherman, Carden Quartz. Oh. I'm not an actual meteorologist, but I do know my sight words. Today's weather report is brought to you by the letter C. And also, Pokemon cards! Pokemon, gotta catch them all!
That was when I stopped.
Ah, I love this.
Because that is, if you've got my youngest and her youngest and put them together, yeah, you get this kid.
Yeah, double nuts.
That Pokemon bit really had me going.
The report is brought to you by the letter C. And also, Pokemon cards! Pokemon, gotta catch them all! Let's take a look at today's weather in Nashville using our new weather simulator. All I have to do is click this button. So cold! Something behind me. Oh, this is more like it. It's cloudy today in Nashville with a slight chance of rain. The high of today will be 51 degrees, with a low of 33 degrees this evening. But warmer weather is on the way. Yesterday was the first day of spring, and you know what that means. Spring break! This has been your Wavery Belmont Weather Report. I'm Conan Quartz.
You're a legend.
Isn't that amazing? Now, he's got a channel. This was posted 3 years ago, almost to the day. So he's older than that. He won't be cute anymore. That was brilliant, right?
It was so good. I mean, I have a lot of reservations about kids on YouTube. A lot of reservations, but that looked like actual fun.
Let's have... let's one more. Courts reports. Courts reports.
So, you need a freelancer. The obvious choice is going to Fiverr and finding...
Hello, Internet. I'm a kindergarten news anchor, Cardin Quartz.
I want to introduce you to Cardin Quartz.
Cardin Quartz admits he's not a meteorologist.
Cardin Quartz is a kindergarten.
Okay, we see right. So we've seen that. Let's. I don't want to watch it where he's famous. There we go. Let's have this one.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Quartz Reports. Today, Mother's Day is right around the corner. It's a great time to tell your mom how much you love her. You could write her a special card like these. Thank you, Mom, for making me food so I don't die. Dear Mom, thank you so much for being my mom. If I had a different mom, I'd punch her in the face and go find you. I think that would actually make me good for the video. Best person ever, besides Dad. Love you, Mom.
I'm making these with my boys.
Now it's time for Courts on Sports.
Courts on Sports!
The Nashville Predators are on round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. To get in the playoff spirit, let's try our new Pecker Rene goalie simulator.
Oh,
I'm doing so bad. I hate that. That was the worst. School is almost out, so it's time to start planning summer vacations. Let's use our simulator to visit some awesome vacation spots. Hey, I'm in New York. Let's go to a Broadway show. Or maybe you prefer Hawaii. Or say you want to go to Texas. Howdy, partner. Or imagine being magically taken to Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware. For Courts and Courts, I'm Gunn and Courts. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
What a find that was. There's only a few Courts reports. Go and find it. There's only a few... Charlie Courts is the channel. There's only a handful on there, but
he's so good.
He's so good. Someone's posted first one. Courts for President 2060. Yeah, I think that would make sense. That was, I enjoyed that guy a lot. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Hey, someone just made a dono.
Thank you.
Someone just made a dono. Let's have a little look. You will be here. That thing never came back where it would tell me who the dono was. I have to go and look it here, which is fine. I can go and do that. Let's see who donoed. Hey,
Ben. Thanks, Ben.
Ben, look at the man standing over there and I'm looking again.
Okay. Yeah.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you would be very welcome. Catherine, why don't you talk about our wonderful sponsors.
With great pleasure.
Give it up for the sponsors.
Tell you what, 34sp.com. Mwah, they're brilliant. If you're trying to set up your own website, if you've even been thinking about it and putting it off because it sounds too complicated, this is your chance to get it sorted out really quickly and easily and with loads of help on the phone if necessary. 34sp.com, based in Manchester, but actually they've all been at home for ages and ages and they are happy like that, and they may not be returning. They're not returning this year, are they?
Why would you?
Yeah, great. Work is where you are if you work for 34sp.com. And they love it. They wait for the phone to ring anxiously, expecting someone on the end of the phone that they can...
I can't do my computer! Help me with my computer!
And they brighten up your day. Right, so 34sp.com, not only are they brilliant, and they're brilliant to their employees, and they're brilliant to their clients, but also they are offering viewers of the late night alternative.
We talked about them a lot.
Wait, wait, wait.
I think it's unfair.
3 months free if you put the code TLNA in there. Okay. And if you're not into it at the end, and you will be, if you're not into it at the end, you can walk away. You pay not.
Okay, we're done with them. Please talk about these ones and keep it shorter.
Abby Kerr, if you're a drug addict or a sex addict or an alcohol addict or a gambling addict or anything that's got addict on the end, you don't have to be. That's not all you are. Have a chat with Abby
Kerr. System addict.
Never can get enough. Have a word with them. Mention this advert, 25% off, 2 treatment centres, 1 in Gloucester, 1 in Glasgow, and they are fantastic.
Now,
moustache chat with
Ian.
This
side needs to come a little bit closer. Okay.
That happened.
We got Richard Gregorian is going to be sponsoring us again from next month. GLaw.co.uk. Good.
It's good to have a legal team.
It's great to have a legal team. We got gob like that.
What?
It's pointing to the Queen.
Rude, man.
Oh, Jesus, Gafford. Let's do
that. I'm going to go for a wee if it's Gafford.
Okay. Hey, Gafford, nice to see you, mate.
Hi, yeah, good to see you too. What was that you just said about me there?
Catherine Catford has gone off for a waz.
Oh, fair enough. No, it's fair enough. Should we do lad talk then while she's gone?
No.
No? All right, fair enough. Well, men's desk, no? Okay, fine.
No.
I've got an idea for something that I want to run by you because I'm not invited to and wouldn't be attending the Tier 3 meeting on Sunday because it's my day of the Lord.
Okay. Well, and also you're not a Tier 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not invited and neither would I be attending.
So well, no. The second bit is irrelevant because the first bit isn't happening.
Okay.
The second bit is not of any importance to me because the first bit isn't happening. So it's you won't be coming to the Tier 3 meeting because you're not invited.
Okay. If I was invited,
it's very, very hypothetical. It's hypothetical, I think.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff is hypothetical, like science, as you say.
Science isn't hypothetical, mate. Science is real.
Well, you yesterday were quite sort of saying that science is just an idea.
No, science. What? Science is just an idea? Says the Christian. No.
It's what you said.
I would like to see science. I would like to see Stephen Hawking and your God fight.
They're doing that in heaven right now.
Okay, that would explain a lot. Yes. Okay.
Interesting. Okay, so the idea is
how to
expand and grow the TLNA brand.
Oh, hang on. So you've got an idea, because what happens in the Tier 3 mod meetings that we'll be having this Sunday is that people come and put forward ideas. So you've got an idea for it.
Yeah, but as I'm not invited and couldn't attend...
So you're giving us now unsolicited, unwanted, undesired, unwelcome...
I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
You can take it or you can leave it.
Okay.
So hear the idea. Okay.
Bearing in mind, you came up with the awful idea of postcards that just made more work for us.
Mm. Mm. Did get you a lot of Tier 2 subs though, didn't it?
It did. It got us too many. We've got too many. We don't want many.
That puts like food on the table for the kids. So... I'm just waiting for the thank you, but you
they
know,
could do with they could probably do with eating a little bit less. They,
yeah,
you know,
they've
had very little exercise the past year, so
fair enough. Okay, so the idea is you're on Cameo.
Hang on a minute, David says, do we all have to phone in to tell you that we won't be attending Sunday's meeting if we're not in Tier 3? You don't, David. Thank you for your concern, but no, you don't. It's just this guy.
Are you not coming then, David?
An NOB.
All right,
David. But if you could let us know if you're not coming, David. Gatford, please.
Sorry, you're on Cameo, aren't you, Ian?
Yeah, but I've priced myself so that people won't use me.
Okay, but you're aware that there's a plethora of celebrities on Cameo and other platforms.
So you want us to pay? Okay, you want us to pay people on Cameo to say nice things about the show? Brilliant, great idea. Let's get serious.
Serious.
Serious
time.
Serious. I pressed that by mistake. So serious stuff. Just thinking again about the guy who's in chemo. Okay. He wants us to... Oh, jeez, what does this guy... Yes,
stop
hello?
Stop answering his calls. Why are you...
Hello?
Yes, you hadn't let me finish my idea.
Well, I got it right, though,
You noticed.
No. You've got completely the wrong end of the stick. OK? okay? What generates interest in the world? What's the
don't ask me questions. I'm not on Mastermind. I won that. Just tell me what you want.
Start beef with celebrities via Cameo. Look at the ratings for Meghan Markle and Prince Harry versus the Royals. Big publicity. Piers Morgan walked out of a job because of it. Get somebody in the community to book a Cameo, dissing the show, start some beef.
But it's not beef, it's paid beef.
Mm.
It's bought beef.
Everybody pays for beef.
All right, hang on a minute. All right.
But this show is not supposed to be about beef. It's supposed to be about peace and love and that. I think you're being a bit toxic, Gaz.
Yeah, again, I'm not a Christian, but I respect all religions. We could get Chuck Norris for $337.50. I respect all religions, but I don't know if you respect your own religion. You're going Old Testament, not New Testament.
It's still part of the same Bible. So, I'll go back to wrath of God versus love of God.
All right. We're not here to be brainwashed into your cult. Goodbye. Goodbye. Right, let's have a little look at the Cameo, because it's not actually a bad idea. But it's not actually a bad idea.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. No, but I don't want to... Well, that's not Bobby Brown. He's changed a lot. Where's Chaka Khan?
There.
Where?
£487.50.
We don't want to spend any more than $30.
All right, let's see if...
Don't want to spend any more than $30. Gosh. And it has to be someone we recognise. Mm. Someone else has donated. Hang on, we'll look at the donations in a minute.
Cheered 100 bits.
Thank you for the cheer. Speedy Pad says, who subscribe, whenever you are on, I will find and watch it.
I will find you.
That is weird. I'm reporting that. So do they have musicians, comedians? So do they have... Do you have a section where you go, what's your budget? $30. Under $150, that's still a lot. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, wow. Do we have a section... Let's go section where it's under $30. I don't want to spend any more than $30. Under 150, I mean, that's... All right, then can we price it? Can we do it in price? You can get...
Frenchie. Or John Boy. Well, he's $75.
Here we go. Naught to $100. This is it. Now we're getting there.
Alan Fletcher.
Where?
Right there.
But I know him.
Dr. Carl.
I know him. All right. Dr. Carl is there. All right. Dr. Carl. It could be Dr. Carl. Right. So Dr. Carl is our favourite. It's over £30.
Okay. Well, let's put him on the back burner and see.
But he's our favourite so far.
Yeah.
I don't recognise any... Patrick Duffy's... 56.
Oh.
We can't go low. Okay. Right.
Page one of two. Let's go to page two.
I think we're going to have to go to page two.
That guy.
Oh, it's tempting, isn't it?
Yes.
It's tempting. Oh, it's tempting. But I've got his phone number. I could just phone him up and ask him to do it.
Yeah.
It's tempting, isn't it?
But if we buy him, he has to do everything we say.
Yeah.
Rather than a favour, you know?
Should we do it? All right, let's do it. Full name.
Pepe Sylvia. I like that name. Let's keep it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian. You sure you don't want Carl Kennedy? I know this man. I could phone him up and get it for free. Birthday. Oh, I've got to create a... Hang on a minute. This is private. You don't need to see this.
Private business.
Private dancer, dancing for money. So we're going to... I've got an account because I work for them. So let me log in. Work for them. I did one actually the other day. If you want a Cameo from me, go to my Patreon and get the £16 and above because it's cheaper than Cameo and Celeb VR. It's like half the price and you get loads of other stuff as well. But every month you get a personalised video. So do that. So if someone... I'll put my Patreon in there. www.patreon.com/IanLee. Go and have a little look at that. If you want... a cameo from me. Use, I don't know what my login is for this. Here we go, we're in. Use my Patreon.
If you do
it for a month and then cancel your subscription, you're saving loads of money. Oh, in fact, I've got to do someone now. Phone him now. He's streaming biggest crossover event since Infinity War. He won't have his phone on. Will he? No. Screen two. Right, so we want James Buckley. That guy. Request for Brown Business, £2,500. Good lad. Good lad. To the late night alternative with Ian and Catherine. What do we want him to say?
Well, you want to concoct some beef, don't you? I thought that was the premise.
We are streaming us writing this request. So don't balls it up.
Yeah.
Our caller, Gatford, has suggested we start a beef with a celebrity.
Yeah, a big deal.
And we thought of you.
Yes.
We wanted Carl Kennedy. I wanted Carl Kennedy. But Catherine insisted.
Yes.
On you. I feel weird because I have your phone number. And could just phone you up. Anyway, could you like trash talk?
Yeah. Could you trash talk us? Brackets, nothing too hurtful.
Nothing too hurtful.
Please.
And yeah, that would be good.
Oh, hang on, you're over your count.
Yeah, that would be good. We finished. Oh, no, we're over there.
Yeah.
So we can get rid of those. Someone's being a grass. All right, that's fine.
Spoil it then. Go on, spoil it. Why would you do that? Why are you being like this?
So then we click continue. I don't want you to see any of my bank details, guys.
Private.
Please scroll up to fix any errors. Must be no more than 40 characters. All right. So the late night alternative. Right, so we'll do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I wanted Carl Kennedy. Okay, right, fine. Continue. Standard free. I don't give a shit. Excuse me. One swear word.
Yeah.
Can we find out in the chat who told him, please? Because we're going to time that person out.
Or ban them. They might even get a ban.
When we get paid by Twitch, I need to take money off for stamps, money off for this.
Yeah.
And what was the other money? Oh, for...
For the thing.
Only goes... Gosham did it. Can we find out only Gosham, please, and time him out, mods?
That's the reason why we can't have anything nice.
You guys make me puke.
You make me actually puke.
And we got something nice for you coming up, but we might not give it to you.
No, we might not. I've been working very hard on something, but I'd rather wait for the nice people.
Yeah, and they're not here today, it would seem. There we go. This is great. Identity confirmed. Redirecting. Pay now. We're buying James Buckley. Pay now. Run and down for two. Right. Booked. Right. Now we're going to go to Buckers.
What's this? That's you, one of your...
Hang on, this is we're streaming now. Oh, no, right. So let's go to...
She should do.
Buckley's off. Buckley's finished. Buckley's finished. We've closed down Buckley. This is the best day of my life.
Mission accomplished.
Understand. I don't need that.
To my baby. Love in the palm of my hand.
Oh, no, not that.
I'm a man. Yes, I am. He's on, is he? It says he's not on. Let's have a little look. Switch.
Big boy, we know you're here. Thank you.
I nearly typed in Bill Buckley. Here we go.
Come here. You're a good boy. Where have you been?
Here we go.
Murdering.
Here we go. What? Where's he gone?
Oh, that's no good, is it?
What's he doing?
He's trying some SFX.
On, 1 second.
He's as good as me at technicals.
I want to do that.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, that looks rubbish, that game. He's playing games. He's playing games. He's playing games with us.
Thank God for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, I thought we were going to have one of those little...
Okay, whatever. Whatever, mate. Good luck with that. All right, so that was our idea, and we did all of that. All by ourselves.
Yep, no help from anyone else.
But Gatford,
there.
You owe us £40. So, to screw you.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.